CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Catastrophic flooding is being blamed for the deaths of at least 48 people in Central Texas, while others remain missing. CBS's Jason Allen has the story.
Search and rescue teams climbed over piles of debris spreading out across the Guadalupe riverbanks that had been underwater, probing for anyone who may still be there. Friends and family of the missing also searching, overcome by how much has been lost. Brian Blackbird came to the river looking for signs of his sister and her husband.
We're still hoping for the best, but that's about all we can do in that and pray.
They were staying in their family vacation home with friends when Texas officials say the river rose more than 25 feet in less than 45 minutes early Friday morning.
It appears Israel and Hamas negotiators are returning to the bargaining table to try and hammer out a ceasefire. CBS News correspondent Jerrica Duncan.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's sending a delegation to Qatar for talks on a possible ceasefire deal. Hamas calls the latest response positive. This as Israeli strikes killed at least 14 in Gaza and 10 other Palestinians were killed trying to get food. It is unclear how they died.
The Madre Fire in San Luis Obispo is the largest wildfire in California this year. It has burned over 70,000 acres and is forcing evacuations and road closures. It was 10% contained as of Saturday evening. Here's CAL FIRE spokesperson Tony Davis.
This isn't going to be a two-day type thing. We're going to be here for a little bit working towards more containment. Hoping for more, but we've got some work to do.
The deadline is fast approaching for countries to make new tariff agreements with the U.S. or face a higher rate. President Trump is planning to send letters to various countries as soon as Monday, putting them on notice. CBS's Willie James Inman on the state of the negotiations.
The Trump administration, these across-the-board tariffs, are going to hit Americans hard.
The president set a July 9th deadline for dozens of nations to make a deal with the U.S. or risk higher tariffs. Now the president says multiple nations could receive notice of new tariff rates early next week, which would go into effect in August.
Elon Musk says he's launching a new political party weeks after a dramatic falling out with the president. Musk's announcement is that he's forming a new party called the American Party. Here's political expert Larry Sabata.
This won't be good news for President Trump, that's for sure, and will probably anger him. But that has been the norm these days.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Black Friday and July event from Dell Technologies is here with great offers on trusted technology. You'll also discover huge deals on new AI-ready laptops like the Dell 14 Plus featuring Intel Core Ultra processors starting at $699.99. Save on top accessories, plus enjoy fast, free shipping and other benefits. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
It's hard to surprise Major League Baseball players, but the Mariners were definitely surprised on Friday.
Fish falling from the sky right behind the Mariners' dugout before the game Friday, nearly nailing a TV cameraman.
A salmon came flying out of the sky.
Seattle Sports 710 play-by-play man Rick Riz saw it.
And the salmon almost landed on this poor guy's head.
A falcon with a freshly caught silver salmon pursued by a bald eagle.
The falcon was trying to get away from the eagle, and the falcon let go of the fish and landed right behind her camera guy.
Then a flock of seagulls got into the game.
Then went after the eagle. There was a little battle going up there above the ballpark.
Thomas Brock for CBS News Seattle.
For the first time in a century, Parisians are able to swim in the Seine River. After a $1.5 billion cleanup and after last year's Paris Olympics when the river tested positive for E. coli, the city has now reopened the waterway. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two around, highs in the low 80s. And mostly sunny and less humid Monday, high right around the upper 70s. Right now it's 76.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
In the cool of the Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people money down. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will all be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
when you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it, the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow. Twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
I'm from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hall.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Oh,
make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh.
Downtown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
now.